Greenlaw.legal. That's Greenlaw.legal.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
You in?
The Mickey Plyler Show.
And it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes.
I love it, John Hyde. Hey, I got a great gift idea. My friend Shannon Howell, head golf professional, Katichi, just sent me this. $25 and more gift of memories with a gift card to Katichi. It is a perfect golf, perfect accommodations, perfect dining, perfect retail, perfect merchandise. You name it, they've got it. And you can do all this on their one gift card. They may not be redeemed for cash, but unused amounts remain on the card. But look, contact the golf shop. Contact Shannon at Katichi.com, C-A-T-E-E-C-H-E-E.com, 706-856-3322. What a great deal there. You get a person a meal, you get them some golf, get them some accommodations. They would love this great gift idea from Katichi, C-A-T-E-E-C-H-E-E.com. Call Shannon today. He can help you out down there in the golf shop. 706-856-3322. To our guest lines, and our good friend Tyler Vizen joins us now from Jinx Inc. Realty, where they have a huge day and a huge event coming up. Good morning, Tyler. How are you doing this morning?
Good, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
Doing fantastic, man. I just looking forward to a great weekend, a championship weekend, and I'm really looking forward to hearing more about what you guys have going on today, because I know Country Santa, I know what they're about, and I know just what an awesome job those people do.
Yeah, absolutely. We think it's a very great cause. Helping children have a very Merry Christmas is really what we're trying to do. I mean, anything helps, and these kids, who have nothing or maybe underprivileged, that this will mean the world to them, having some kind of, donation and having, presents to open up underneath the tree on Christmas morning. So this is a great cause, a great time of the year to give back and to share with those in need. So we're hosting a toy drive in Greenville at our office to basically have another drop-off area to contribute to the Country Santa. We'll be there from about 11:30 to 4 o'clock. We're going to be cooking barbecue and free barbecue lunches provided with the donation of a new toy or a monetary donation, of course. And we'll have a tractor parked outside. The kids can come sit on it and take a picture with it. I think I also heard we have baby chicks coming, so that's another kid-friendly aspect where they can come and play with them and hold them and kind of incorporate them with the parents coming to donate to this great cause. So just a great time of the year to do this, a great cause for the children up there in Pickens County. And actually, it's spread across 5 counties now. They've helped over 3,000 kids in the past. It's probably been 35 years or so they've been doing this. So just an extraordinary time for us to do this.
Yeah, they're great people. There's no doubt about that. Tyler, what time today there at Jinx Inc. Realty?
We're going to be there from about 11:30. We'll be starting to get the food out, and we'll be in the office pretty much all day, and from about 8:30, 9 o'clock till about 5 o'clock. So if you have to come early before lunch, that's fine. If you have to come a little bit later, we'll probably still be there. So, but the main time is 11:30 to 4 o'clock.
Well, the main thing I know about you guys is I imagine that you cook as good as I've heard you cook. I know you had some stuff last year with the cook-off and that kind of stuff. I imagine the food's going to be great. And, again, it is a great cause there. Now, I want to remind folks again before we leave, but to get some wildlife management things, and it's time of year to think about some managing some properties and how you go about that.
Yeah, sure. There's just a couple quick things. I don't want to take away from that the excitement of Country Santa at all, but just a couple things for our listeners to be thinking about if they have property and they're trying to manage it for wildlife here in the next couple years and moving forward. But anyways, the first is to remember that we're going to be taking orders for our fruit and mast trees to get those planted by February. So if you've been thinking about sawtooth oaks or persimmons or apples or pear trees, we'll be taking orders starting now, basically, We'll be trying to get those in the ground by February. The second thing I want to mention is anyone kind of struggling with the food plot that may not come up right. You think you planted enough seed, but it's still not where you think it should be. It's probably your pH. And so this is the time of year to check the soil, check the pH, get it sent off to Clemson so they can tell you how much lime you need. If your pH isn't right, the plant can't absorb nutrients correctly. It'll never be the food plot you want it to be. So, again, this is the time of year to be checking that and getting your lime in the ground by February, March to make sure you have a great food plot during the summer and the fall. So just a couple things going on right now. But, again, you know, we're excited today about this Country Santa event, so we're looking forward to that first.
All right. Now, again, for people that don't know anything about it, just give me an idea of what time, where, what we benefit, because Country Santa is really one of the best local charities I think anybody can be involved with.
Yeah. So our office is located at 959 Malden Road. You can Google Jenkins Realty and the address will come up. So if you need any help finding it, you can do it that way. We'll be there from 11:30 to 4. Again, if you have to come a little bit early, a little bit after 4, that's okay. We'll be there. We'd be happy to take donations. But we'll be there from 11:30 to 4 o'clock, free barbecue lunch with a donation of a toy or a monetary donation. And, great time of the year, so please come out. We'd love to see everyone.
That's awesome stuff, man. Jenkins Inc. Realty. Hey, if they have questions about where, how, what time, whatever, is there a good number to call you guys?
Yeah. You can call our office at 864-631-2770. Someone should be available. But, any questions, we'd be happy to talk to you and give you directions, whatever you need.
Awesome, buddy. Great stuff. Hey, congratulations, man. I hope you have a great day over there today and see a bunch of good folks.
Thanks, Mickey. Looking forward to it.
All right, buddy. That's our good friend. Tyler Visson from Jenkins Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report there. John Hyde, how you doing, man? Everything good back in the studio?
We're rocking and rolling, Mickey.
I love it. Let's do some biggie, man. We do this every single week. Let's get some biggie in here for today if we can. For folks that have not heard this in the past, we lean on the notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls, and we find out what John thinks about games and how excited he is about some games out there somewhere. So, John, if there's a game that you can't wait for, that you're going to not even blink, not go to the bathroom, you put the catheter in so you don't have to miss anything, what's that going to sound like today?
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies? The back of the
if it is a medium interest game, what's it going to sound like? And if there's a game where you have mild interest and if it gets really interesting, you might turn to it and watch it. And then finally, if you have no interest at all, what's it sound like? I'm going to throw you a little curveball to start things out here.
All right.
John Hyde. 6 o'clock tonight, historic Riggs Field, Stanford and Clemson, Elite Eight in men's college soccer. Mike Noonan squad ranked number 2 in the country. Get a big one. Winner goes to Final Four.
Mickey, don't let Clemson win 2 national titles in 1 semester. Don't let it happen.
I love it, man. All right, we've got some big ones in the NFL this weekend. Hottest player in the NFL right now, Baltimore Ravens, and Lamar Jackson going up with the Bills Mafia and going to jump on some fold-out tables. 1 o'clock, CBS on Sunday, Ravens-Bills.
I think this is the NFL game of the weekend to me. I'm excited about this one.
Hey, the Redskins actually won 3 games this year. 3-9 Redskins, 9-3 Packers. Battle for Ohio. Bengals.
That's just me getting ready for a show with Brad Sinkoff today.
Bengals and Browns. Got a little Battle for Ohio.
No, gross. No.
Lions and Vikings. 1 o'clock Fox. Here's a great one. 1 o'clock Fox. 49ers and Saints. Both teams 10-2. A little NFC supremacy going on. Home field advantage.
It's going to be a good one.
Everybody's excited for this. The big one. Dolphins and Jets this weekend. Colts and Bucks. I like Bruce Arians.
Yeah. Him and Jameis Winston, it's fun. You never know what you're going to get.
That's right. Broncos and Texans. See the Clemson connection out in Houston, 1 o'clock on CBS. Late games on Sundays, Chargers and Jags. Titans, Raiders. I like this AFC Championship rematch, Chiefs and Patriots, 425 on Sunday. How you living, Biggie?
I'd like to see Sammy Watkins do some Sammy Watkins things on Sunday.
Your Steelers going to the Cardinals, CBS 425.
Let's go Duck Hodges.
Quack, quack. Sunday night, Neil, NBC 820, Seahawks and Rams.
The Rams have been disappointing.
Monday night, Giants and Eagles.
Nobody cares.
How'd you get that game? PGA Tour this week, buddy. You got the finals coming up on Saturday. Maybe Tiger Woods getting back in contention a little bit.
Talk to me with Tiger now. Hold on.
I like it. All right. Got championship game Saturday. Are you ready, friend?
I'm ready.
It all starts tonight. Pac-12 Championship, Oregon, Utah, 8 o'clock, ABC.
Let's go, Utes.
Get a little Saturday nooner. Got a couple of nooners in here to talk about. ABC noon, Big 12 Championship game. Get a little Baylor and Oklahoma.
Top 10 matchup at noon. What more can you ask for?
I like it. Noon tomorrow, ESPN2, MAC Championship. Some MAC at Central Michigan, Miami, Ohio.
I'll keep an eye on it. But McIlwain with a huge turnaround up there at Central Michigan, though. They were projected to have one win, and they're playing for a conference.
Noon, ESPN, Sunbelt, App State, Louisiana Lafayette, Eli Drinkwich, and Billy Napier. Battle of the upcoming coaches.
Should be a good game.
I have the Conference USA Championship game tomorrow, 1:30, CBS Sports Network, Florida Atlantic, UAB.
Is this Lane Kiffin's final game at FAU? Tune in tomorrow to find out.
This is it. He's done. I have 3:30 tomorrow. ABC, AAC, Cincinnati and Memphis.
A little rematch of last week's game.
I like it.
Is this
Mike
Norvell's last game in Memphis?
Could be. Going
we'll
to Florida
see.
State. Got to chop, chop. Got to do something tomorrow.
Oh, some lethal simplicity. That's what we're talking about.
Got the Mountain West Championship game tomorrow, 4 o'clock. ESPN, Boise State, Hawaii.
That should be a good game.
All right. Three room ones left. 4 o'clock tomorrow. CBS.
Georgia, LSU.
Got to get a little SEC championship tomorrow.
Oh, how could you not be excited about the conference title for the greatest league in the history of all sports?
Big Ten championship tomorrow. 8 o'clock, Fox, Ohio State, and Wisconsin.
I'll keep an eye on it, but I think there's a little something else tomorrow at 8 o'clock we might be watching.
You mean one more?
Yeah.
A little 7:30, a little ABC, a little another Clemson championship, Clemson and Virginia.
So the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
Let's go, Tigers.
Here's my question to you, John Hyatt.
Yes.
When these guys ride Broncos, right, and ride these Bulls, whatever, how long do they try to stay on for?
Six, eight seconds, maybe? Yeah, something like that.
8 seconds. Can Broncos stay on Clemson tomorrow for 8 seconds? Might be over like it was in the first play of the game last year at Pittsburgh. First play of the game, remember that?
I would not be offended if Travis Etienne wanted to go 75 yards on the first play of the game and have Trevor Lawrence with the light jog next to him.
The two-time ACC player of the year, Travis Etienne with that. So that should be a lot of fun.
You know what would make that better? A little three-time ACC player of the year.
Come back, let's get one more run.
Come on, come back with Trevor and everybody.
I don't think it's going to happen.
No, there's no chance.
I think that's a very, very slight chance of that. We mentioned them a little bit quickly. Let me get this into your current lines right now. Utah's a 6.5-point favorite over Oregon tonight. Oklahoma's a 9-point favorite over Baylor. Memphis is a 9 to 9.5-point favorite over Cincinnati. Florida Atlantic's an 8-point favorite over UAB. Boise State, didn't mention them. Boise State's a 13.5 to 14-point favorite over Hawaii. LSU's a 7-point favorite over Georgia. Ohio State's a 16.5-point favorite over Wisconsin. And Clemson is now a 28.5-point favorite against Virginia tomorrow night. Take a break. We'll come back. My friends at Kiwi Financial Group want to talk to you. When I talk about the guys over there, Greg Wells and all the great people over there, Clemson graduates have been doing it for a long, long time now. They want to have a positive influence on their clients. You know, it is a volatile financial markets in every way and all kinds of new opportunities out there for you. I like the alternative investments that they do. I like the fact that he can answer anything for you and be there for you in case anything happens. It is my great friends at the Kiwi Financial Group. You can go to their office right beside right beside Max Drive-In, or you can stop by and see them online. It's KiwiFG.com. That's KiwiFG.com. We'll take a break. When we come back, open phone lines. Your thoughts on any of the conference championship games when you come back from Chick-fil-A of Clemson with more right after this.
For over 30 years, Tigertown Graphics has been Clemson's source for one-of-a-kind t-shirts, fleece shirts, ponchos, and everything else that's authentically Clemson. And when we say authentic, we really mean authentic. Who knows fans better than fans themselves? Made in Clemson by Tiger fans for Tiger fans. With tons of new designs each year, Tigertown Graphics is your go-to for everything Clemson. There's something for everyone. Visit Tigertown Graphics in downtown Clemson.
Take my word for it. Get your vehicle tinted by Garrett and his team at 10 Solutions of Easily. This is Brad with the Press Box. And not only have I seen a big difference in how much cooler my Honda is, every week someone asks where I got it tinted. 10 Solutions of Easily. That's where. They're the exclusive source for nanotechnology, a tint film that gives you 98% heat blockage. 10 Solutions of Easily took care of me like they will for you. Highway 123 Easily next to Silver Bay. 630-3164.
The doctor is in at AnMed Health's primary care practices. Great health starts with a family doctor. Expert care when and where you need it, including convenient locations, urgent care, and e-visits. Find a family doctor today at anmedhealth.org/doctors or call 512-3748.
Attention WWE Universe. Swing by these Cricket Wireless locations today from noon till 7 to win tickets to WWE Monday Night Raw coming to the Bon Secours Wellness Arena December 9th. It's all part of Cricket's Customer Appreciation Event. You can go to Cricket Wireless and Easily at 6811 Calhoun Memorial Highway, Taylor's at 3058 Wade Hampton Boulevard, 2 Benton Road in Traveler's Rest, or 3253 North Pleasantburg Drive, Greenville. Drawing at 6 today for Monday Night Raw tickets, December 9th.
The time has come for you to get your new South Carolina driver's license or ID. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about Real ID and what you need to buy your new license today. You may even be eligible to buy your new Real ID online and avoid an SCDMV branch altogether. Gather all required documents now and buy your Real ID with Gold Star at any SCDMV office in the state. Make sure your ID will get you on an airplane or into a federal building before it's too late. Visit scdmvonline.com and make the switch today.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Mellow Mushroom Clemson is much more than awesome pizza. If you need catering for the holidays, our catering menu is full of goodies like fresh salads, sandwich platters, and our amazing pasta salad. It's ideal for holiday parties, graduation parties, and employee appreciation parties. And in the spirit of giving, get a Mellow Mushroom Clemson holiday gift card, and you'll receive a $5 bounce back for more savings. Happy holidays from Mellow Mushroom, 1007 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
Hi, this is Gary, the mortgage expert. Did you know my FHA 30-year mortgage is 2.99%? Here at Rate Saver Mortgage, we have rates that destroy the big banks. If you're buying a home or refinancing, call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. APR equals 4.49% based on $250,000 loan and 680 score. Subject to approval. Rate subject to change. Gary's NMLS number is 107-429. Rate Saver Mortgage NMLS 1847969.
Equal housing lender.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
I will do anything it takes to win.
The Mickey Plyler Show.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be
be riding. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Final College Football Friday from Chick-fil-A. Love hearing from you here on our on our phone lines, I should say, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. We go down to Columbia, South Carolina, and visit with Boogie. Good morning, Boogie. How you doing this morning?
Man, doing great, Mickey. A little upset this morning, man. I got up early. They've been advertising all week to come down to DHEC today on Friday morning, get in line and get a free vaccine. I get there with my Clemson shirt on. They told me I don't qualify. Because it's to help prevent an outbreak of no Ebola up here. So, that was wasted time. But they say it's getting pretty bad, this no Ebola virus. They're saying that they already stocking up on vaccine because they may have to give it out again next year. So, hey, wasted effort, my friend. Hey, getting up early, heading to Charlotte in the morning, man. It would be nice to finally get to see you, man. I'll be there all day, all day. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it should be a great time. You know, weather's going to be low 50s throughout the day and mid-40s for the game. And it's a little bit warmer than we're used to up there in Charlotte. We've seen some bad weather up there in the past. And I need the Panthers to invest in a little retractable roof or something, you know, if we're going to be up there every single year. Let's invest in that thing.
Yeah, and I know if I have trouble finding you, Mickey, I'm going to just ask, has anybody seen the back to 30 guy? That's who I'm looking for.
Yeah, the 50-year-old who looks like he's about 25 years old now. Yeah, that'd be me. Yeah.
Hey, Mickey. It's just something else too, man. I was kind of looking around today, and I ran across some comments from the Ohio State Board that I thought was absolutely hilarious. Don't know if you've seen it, but basically saying Clemson's played nobody, and that they really want to play us, and that we'll have trouble adjusting to their speed. I thought that was hilarious. Because I've said it for years, if you go back and look at Ohio State and when they play teams from the South, from the SEC, ACC, they always have trouble scoring against defenses that can run. And, you know, I even told a guy at work this, and he was like, well, Ohio State, when y'all played them last time, didn't have a running quarterback. I said, are you serious? JT Barrett was not a running quarterback?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was hilarious. I hope we get to play them again because I think it'll be the same outcome. They, you know, the Big Ten, they're tough. They have tough teams. They're big, but they're slow. Speed kills, Mickey. And I think that, not to take your word all the time, but I think we'll snot rocket them if we play them again.
I hope that's the case, man. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, I'm glad. Hey, keep even though you don't need the vaccine, keep an eye out for the no Ebola.
You got it, buddy. Y'all have a good one.
Sounds great, man. Thanks an awful lot. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Hey, John Hite, I want to get with you. Well, let me get the North Star Tiger first. Good morning, North Star Tiger. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I am doing great, Mickey. It's a lovely day and in the neighborhood, and tomorrow will be an orange day in the neighborhood, okay?
I love it.
But, I've been contemplating on calling you all week after that basketball game Monday night, and I hadn't had much to say about it, except they went through the motions. I was there, And I'm glad the fans were very nice.
I asked Ben Milstead about his trip. He thought it was great, like the new football arena. But I've never been to the Barn before, and I didn't realize the Barn was an old building. It's an old, like, I guess a historic building.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of a classic building, like Cameron Indoor or something. It's walk in a typical new facade, and you go through the doors and the path gets you right in the face when you enter the arena.
Yeah.
And so it's very nostalgic for these people. But, Mickey, guess where I am? Headed to Charlotte tonight.
Hey, how about that, man? I think that's fantastic. Get to leave the cold. It'll be a little bit warmer for you down here, I hope, and you get to see the Tigers in person. That's really cool.
Again, man, I'm ready for it. I got all my Tiger rags and everything in my carry-on. We're ready for it.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, will you get to do do you do the other playoff games or anything? Have you been able to do some of those in the past too?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's fantastic.
Anyway, I'll see Kelly and Scott.
Well,
Kelly and Scott at the clutch.
Well, we might try to stop by ourselves since you guys might do that. We might do the same thing. So, I hope you have an absolutely safe and a happy, happy trip for sure.
Oh, and by the way, I did get to meet Milstead the other night. And enjoyed that, and also with Don Munson and the Human Tiger Encyclopedia, and had my picture made with him, and it was really great.
Oh, that's awesome. And you don't get too often up there in your neck of the woods, but I'm glad you guys got a chance to do that. Hey, North Star Tiger, have a great, safe trip, and I look forward to maybe trying to see you guys tomorrow.
Well, we'll be there, and go Tigers.
Thank you, buddy. Sounds great. Thank you so much. The man that lives in Minnesota is coming down by the border flight and head on down this way. So, some good stuff there. Hey, John, let me ask you while we got a little break here, and our telephone number 654-ROAR. Give me a thought on our games that we will watch tomorrow and tonight. Let me go first with tonight's game on the Pac-12 championship. What's the storyline for you, Utah and Oregon tonight?
Well, I think, you know, as we heard the man who speaks for the majority of the country that nobody wants Utah, nobody's seen Utah, nobody cares about Utah, this is an opportunity for everybody to watch, see, and care about Utah. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about them being put on a national stage at a time that those of us here on the East Coast can, you know, work with. I'm just excited to – I want to see Huntley and Moss, the offensive weapons there for Utah, but I – you know, all the talk is the front seven, the defensive line for Utah, and I can't wait to see him play. Especially awesome. Against Herbert, who a lot of people are saying now with the Tua injury could be the number one pick in the NFL draft.
Yeah, we'll see coming out of that one. All right, tomorrow, Baylor and Utah. Baylor and Oklahoma. The Sooners are about 9-point favorite, 8 to 9-point favorite in this one. What are you looking for? What's the storyline for you to follow with Oklahoma and the Bears?
I just want to say, I hope it's as compelling as it was last time. You know, can Baylor avenge the fact that they had such a huge lead and blew it? Or can Oklahoma avenge the fact that they came out as flat as can be and couldn't do anything offensively? I'm looking forward to seeing what these two teams do after a couple weeks off, getting to analyze the tape, breaking things down to get ready for a second matchup.
All right, I'm going to let you do Cincinnati-Memphis. We followed them. I think, look, if you talked about Norville, and that's one thing, but I think that Luke Fickell at Cincinnati might be the best of the available coaches that might be out there. So Cincinnati-Memphis tomorrow?
I think we're going to see a little bit of what we saw last week. I'm curious to see where the Memphis team headspace is. After all week, it's been Norville's going here, Norville's going there. Do they have their coach? What's going on with their coach? I'd be curious to see the mental headspace, really, of both teams, because very rarely do you get to see the same matchup 2 weeks in a row in the same location. So I think from a mental aspect, that's what I'll be looking for. And I agree with you. I think Fickell's one of the best coaches, but I think he is waiting out for something bigger down the line than what's available this year.
You know, it's almost like I ask myself, what's going to be different this time around? You beat somebody 34-24. You were 13-point favorite last time. What's going to be different this time? I'm not sure there'll be anything different this time. The line's a little bit lower, but we'll see what comes out of that one. And then SEC championship game tomorrow. Obviously, Georgia with some injuries and a suspension, and LSU playing as well as anybody in the country. What kind of game do you expect to see in Atlanta?
I still don't really know what to expect out of this game. I've talked about it a lot this week, and I just, you know, Georgia does have the elite defense. LSU has the elite offense. I'm very excited to see Burrow versus that defense. But on the flip side, LSU's defense has been underwhelming, just as Georgia's offense has been. So I'm more intrigued about seeing Georgia's offense on the field against the LSU defense than the other way around. I know everybody else is the other way around, but I want to see what the two inferior units of each team do against each other.
A rematch between Ohio State and Wisconsin. If you remember the first time around, Ohio State was dominant, won that one 38-7. Pulled away really in the second half. Closer game this time around in the Big Ten championship game?
If Wisconsin can control the ball, control the lines of scrimmage, and control the clock, Wisconsin can win this ball game. They have the talent. Jonathan Taylor is one of the best backs in the country. they can do so. But if they can't stay on the field and they give Ohio State too many possessions, Ohio State has too much speed and talent. I don't think Wisconsin can keep up if they can't play the ball control game.
Yeah, I think speed is the major, major difference there. And then finally, I know you're looking forward to seeing Clemson tomorrow trying to win another Clemson championship.
Oh, I'm fired up about it. You get to win five conference titles in a row. Huge accomplishment for this team, for this program. To think that a fifth year, you know, a Tanner Muse is going to could potentially walk out of here with five ACC championship rings is pretty unbelievable. But when you get on the field, you know, Spencer came on with us yesterday talking about Bryce Perkins and what he brings to the table, how it takes two guys to bring him down, how if you don't keep him contained on third and long, he can get those first downs. We saw it a lot last week against Virginia Tech. So I'm curious to see what this Clemson defense does to try to limit the one-man show that is the UVA offense with Bryce Perkins. And it's a good one-man show. You know, Spencer talked yesterday about their receiver Dubois, who's, you know, who can make some plays. How does the Clemson defense try to shut down Bryce Perkins and company? I'm very intrigued by that. I don't think, with losing Bryce Hall in the secondary for Virginia, I don't think they have the defense to keep up with Clemson's offense, but I'm very intrigued to see what Brent Venables does to stop Bryce Perkins.
You know, it's been a long time since a team from the state of South Carolina scored a touchdown against or scored any points against the Virginia team in that stadium.
Unfortunately, it's not going to be a full year. I think we'll get some points on there, but, you know, the last time UVA played a team from South Carolina, it was all Wahoo.
Wahoo.
They played a lot of the Happy New Year song down there in Charlotte last year.
Old Lang Syne there.
Oh, yeah, man. Happy New Year to all.
All right, here's my final question in this segment. Clemson has played Georgia Tech in this series, or in this championship game.
They have.
They played Virginia Tech. They played North Carolina. They played Miami. They played Pittsburgh. They have played, now we'll play Virginia tomorrow. And so that leaves me with
Duke.
Duke is the only team from the coast we hadn't played. Moving forward, who is the team or teams that Clemson will play next or play the most in the next maybe 5 years in that coastal division?
I really like Bronco Mendenhall and UVA. The only question is how does he replace Bryce Perkins?
Right.
If he can get a comparable replacement, I think we could see UVA. I think we undervalue Pitt quite a bit because they're just not an exciting team to watch, but they're always in the thick of things. Pat Narduzzi is a very underrated football coach, in my opinion. Is he the best game manager? No. But he has a Pittsburgh team that nobody talks about that doesn't get very high recruits to 7-5, 8-4 every year, and that's something worth noting. And if Fuente can replace Bud Foster, well, get a good upgrade and that defense can get shore up, I expect with Hendon Hooker being a young quarterback that we would see Virginia Tech there. Those would be the three right now. I don't trust Miami as far as I can throw them whatsoever. Manny Diaz, I think, was a bad hire. They're all flash, no substance down there at Miami. Georgia Tech, it's still going to be a few years. Duke, I just don't think it's going to happen. We could see North Carolina with the progression of Sam Howell under Mac Brown and that coaching staff. I think they have the best set of coordinators in the Coastal. So I think North Carolina could also be in that mix as well. I see a four-team mix moving forward.
I think moving forward, I think North Carolina is the best as far as the recruiting aspect of it goes. They have more to sell, a better recruiting staff. I think as far as roster talent acquisitions and roster management and all this stuff, I think North Carolina will be that. I would say that, to me, the second best coach – well, I think Narduzzi does a good job, and I think that that certainly Mendenhall does a good job, but I'm not sure you can do it at those places like you can at a Virginia Tech or a Miami. Miami's in disarray right now. Georgia Tech is rebuilding right now. I think Virginia Tech is another threat there. But moving forward, the way that North Carolina is recruiting, I think North Carolina is that team. And I'm going to give you this before we – just as a little reminder, this is only one small snapshot of what we're talking about here, but want to give you the team rankings as far as the 2020 recruiting classes that are expected to be signed here coming up in a couple of weeks. We know LSU 1, Clemson 2, Alabama 3, Ohio State 4, Texas A&M 5, according to Rivals.com, Oregon 6, Florida 7, Michigan 8, Auburn 9, Miami is 10. So our first of the non-Clemson ACC is Miami at 10. I negate that by saying Manny Diaz.
Well, they're always up there in recruiting. They've been up there since Mark Richt was there with Manny Diaz. Manny Diaz raided the transfer portal last year to try to bring in this influx of all this talent. Didn't really work.
Georgia at 11, Oklahoma at 12, Texas at 13, Penn State 14, North Carolina at 15, And with their coordinators and with Mac Brown and the culture they're trying to build there, I like that. 16th and 20, Notre Dame, Washington, Tennessee, Mississippi State, Florida State at 20. Again, it's hard to project any Florida State. I know they're not in the Coastal, but it's hard to project Florida State moving forward until we know who it's going to be and Mike Norvell and maybe the staff that Norvell puts together. Georgia Tech at 22. I wouldn't put them as that major threat yet because we just don't know how far they are in their transition.
A couple classes like that, though.
Right.
They'd be in the mix.
Right. Yep. Louisville at 29, again, not would be a threat at some point in time, maybe in the Atlantic part of it. Pittsburgh is at 40 right now. NC State at 44. You have Boston College at 53 without a coach. That's going to change. Wake Forest at 56. Syracuse at 62. Virginia at 66. Now, Virginia's not going to be a national recruiting power, but if you're going to win Coastals, you got to recruit a little bit better than that. Duke at 68 and Virginia Tech at 77. And so the reason I brought that up and told you Tech at 77 is, you know, in the end, I like Justin Fuente. I just don't know what's happened to his recruiting there and if he can recruit at the level they need to recruit at. So that's my major concern there, and that's why I believe North Carolina at 15 right now is the team to kind of watch out for there. I hope that makes sense moving forward. Hey, Carolina Flooring Specialist, call them today, 404-8158, 404-8158 for your garage floors. You want them to look amazing. You want to increase the value of your home. You're really talking about not a major investment at all. You're talking about very affordable and what it's going to do to the functionality of your garage and getting rid of the concrete dust and those automotive fluid stains and making it look great. And also the long term, adding value to your home and making it to one of your showrooms of your house. Get that great garage floor done with the best in the business. We did ours, and so many people I see and hear do it that they're so satisfied with it. Never heard the first negative word about Carolina Flooring Specialist. 404-8158. Call them today, 404-8158. Tim Worley is willing to help you and want to give you a no-obligation phone call and a free estimate today. We'll take a break. We'll come back, wrap things up, the final segment of our College Football Friday from Chick-fil-A of Clemson right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans, be sure and head to ClemsonTigers.com to check out the Clemson men's basketball schedule as the next home game is right around the corner. While you are there, you can purchase tickets as well as take a look at promotional information and even purchase your gear for the game. It's available for you right there on ClemsonTigers.com. Join Coach Brownell and your Clemson Tigers as the action heats up in Little John Coliseum. We'll see you there.
If you're tired of eating fast food for lunch, stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson for their $6.95 daily lunch specials. Monday's special is mesquite chicken salad. Tuesday, enjoy a piled high barbecue sandwich. Wednesday's special is golden fried catfish sandwich with tangy tartar sauce. On Thursday, try the southern fried chicken sandwich. Friday, enjoy a cheeseburger made to order just how you like it. Daily lunch specials for only $6.95 each. Carson Steak Warehouse at 150 Beltline Boulevard in Anderson.
Don't just trust anyone with your vehicle. First Class Halt Techs have over 175 years experience. Factory equipment, 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, and free shuttle service. Friendly service in two locations, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson, and Roper Mountain Road, Greenville. FirstClassHalt.com.
Hello, beautiful and handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. And we're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers, and we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets. M-Sculpt, nothing like you've seen before.
Technology that allows you to sculpt both your muscle and your fat.
Only 4 30-minute treatments.
And you can tone your abs or lift your booty, because at Back to 30.com,
90 days,
no surgery,
real results.
Goodbye, handsome.
Young and 30, Back to 30.
Hey, Tigers, this is Leighton Cubbage with Lakeside Lodge Clemson, the area's first luxury condo hotel. And we can't wait to open our doors to you. Lakeside Lodge isn't just another hotel, and it's not just another lake house. It's the best of both worlds, top-of-the-line amenities like a pool, restaurant, and lounge with housekeeping and maintenance to make ownership easy. Visit our sales center at 906 Tiger Boulevard to learn more about this Clemson institution in the making. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and the showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Mellow Mushroom Clemson is much more than awesome pizza. If you need catering for the holidays, our catering menu is full of goodies like fresh salads, sandwich platters, and our amazing pasta salad. It's ideal for holiday parties, graduation parties, and employee appreciation parties. And in the spirit of giving, get a Mellow Mushroom Clemson Holiday gift card, and you'll receive a $5 bounce back for more savings. Happy holidays from Mellow Mushroom, 1007 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
During the holidays, the fireplace becomes the focal point of everything. Get your fireplace ready for the coming winter season by shopping at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Gas logs, fireplace doors, fireplace screens, fireplace tools, fireplace grates, and every fireplace accessory. They have over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free logs on display. Shop and save today at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wayhampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, my God, dude, I can't tell you how much I appreciate this.
The Mickey Plyler Show.
I remember when I lost my mind. Your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there,
we have had an unbelievable time here at Chick-fil-A of Clemson in the last – we're on a 27-game win streak because Herb Tyler keeps bringing us over this way. Herb, thanks for having us again, man. Another great season here.
Hey, it's been an unbelievable season here. Unbelievable.
Well, the place is always packed. Look at it right now, man. You got any empty tables at all? You got one or two. In the whole place. And so I'm glad to see that. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Glad to hear it.
Just getting excited about this weekend coming up. I mean, it's a big, big weekend. Even though some national pundits don't think it's a big weekend for Clemson, I'm telling you, it's a big deal.
I think it's a big deal. I'm looking forward to that. No doubt about that. My question to you is, you wouldn't mind if maybe a family's head on up to Charlotte, maybe around lunchtime tomorrow, maybe mid-morning or early afternoon. You wouldn't mind stopping by Chick-fil-A at Clemson Center. Come pick up a little meal to go.
It'd be awesome. Love to see you on the way. Love to help you out with any of your tailgate needs. I love Chick-fil-A.com or call us here at the store. Be glad to help you out.
Y'all do a lot of events, and I come by probably every 2 weeks now and drop off a – my wife's assistant principal at Six Mile Elementary, and we drop off the big Chick-fil-A stuff you do for All-Star Dads and all that kind of stuff. So y'all do a great job. If people need some sort of Christmas-type deal, you wouldn't mind helping those folks out?
We do that as well. So all you do is give the store a call, Taylor or Brittany or Katie or Carol. They'll be glad to get it set up.
I love it. Love it, no doubt about it. You're looking forward to football this weekend, I know.
Man, I'm looking forward to football this weekend. I tell you what, interesting that we're going to know a lot of results by the time it becomes 7:30 when we kick off.
Yeah. You approached me saying, I hope we go to Atlanta. I think we're going to Atlanta. And I burst your bubble. I didn't want to burst your bubble. I hate telling people this. I think Clemson's going to Phoenix. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Don't shoot the messenger. I've been saying this all week long, all last couple months. Don't shoot the messenger, man. I think we're going to Phoenix.
Well, if we win Saturday night. I say let's go.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know what? Let's go.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Play football.
Yeah, it's a good point. I keep telling my wife, I remember the first time we were out there, my wife says, well, I'm not going. I went, yeah, you're going. And she goes, why? I said, well, this is a once-in-a-lifetime kind of deal. Now here we are 5 years into it. Might be five straight years of doing it. So you almost have to tell people that, you know, figure out a way to pay for it later is what I always keep saying. And so, yeah, we'll be there. Hopefully we'll be out there in Phoenix if that is the case. If we're lucky enough to win tomorrow night, which I think we will. And who knows, man? Maybe Georgia beats LSU and maybe – or maybe Ohio State falls and Maybe it had to be Ohio State and LSU, because LSU would want to play in Atlanta, too. So.
Well, here's the deal.
All right.
Hey, we got to control our destiny.
Yeah.
And so, you know what? Let's just go on a business trip.
I like it.
Let's go on a business trip. So like tell me about this business trip, Mickey. Virginia has had one of the best years they've had in forever.
Right.
And so they're going to be coming to play, too. And so what did they have to do to win this game?
Sorry. You choked me up there. What did Virginia do to win the game?
Yeah.
Flat the tires on Clemson's bus before they get there. Sabotage the bus. No, Virginia to stay in the game. I can give you that much better. To make it a fourth quarter game. Virginia has to slow the game down. Huddle. Snap it with a couple seconds like A&M tried to do. And slow the game down. Keep Clemson's offense on the sideline. Virginia's defense has not been very good in the last half of the season post Hall's injury, and they've given up points. So they don't want their defense on the field. When they are on the field defensively, make Clemson earn it. Don't give up any of the cheapies. So that's one thing. On the other side of it, offensively, keep saying third down's the key, because Bryce Perkins is so good escaping the pocket, extending the play, running, you know, zone read stuff, or running, you know, on a call pass play. But escaping Clemson's defensive line and Clemson's pressure and doing that on third down. Now, that said, he's got to do it on third and three and third and four. He can't do it on third and nine or third and ten. So that goes back to being somewhat successful on first down and second down. The shocking part of Virginia's offense this year is they don't run the ball outside the quarterback. Their leading rusher, I think, has 400 yards outside the quarterback. But they just don't have a great running game outside of Bryce Perkins. And they ask him, I watched two of their games this year, and basically, you remember the old Woody Dancer days where it was run, Woody, run, and throw, Woody, throw? It had to be Woody. If Woody didn't make the play, nobody's going to make the play. It's what it is. They ask him to do everything. Everything goes through Bryce Perkins. Every bit of the run game, every bit of the pass game, he is required to be Superman. Now, in Chapel Hill, he was Superman. And last week, he was Superman. So he can be that. But there is – he's got to play the game of his life. They've got to do well on first down so they can get in a manageable third down, so they can move the chains, so they can keep Clemson's offense on the sideline. Make sense?
It makes sense.
And pray for some bad calls and a block punt and a punt return and kickoff. You got a great kickoff return guy. But see, Clemson could be kicking off a lot. And BT Potter doesn't really normally allow a whole lot of kick returns.
At all.
Right. Right.
At all. So, Mickey, what's up with Paul Feinbaum?
I have a solution, and I tweeted this about Paul Feinbaum yesterday. And just let me read my tweet. And only 120 characters. I said on Twitter yesterday, Feinbaum is Skip Bayless. They're paid to create attention. They don't believe everything they say. They're charged with creating attention. And the bottom line is their bottom line. I don't watch it. I don't get worked up over it. It's a never-ending cycle of attention creation that I don't really buy into. Manhattan Tiger, a good friend of mine that works in Manhattan, who lives in Charlotte but flies up on Mondays, was on the plane beside him the other day. And he had his Clemson stuff on, and he said, man, you give my Tigers a hard time. He goes, yeah, I'm probably going overboard with it. Paul Feinbaum does not believe what he says. He believes some of the things he says. But he is in the business of creating attention, and you have asked about it on 8:52 on a Friday in Clemson, South Carolina. He does his job. Stephen A. Smith does his job. I saw Stephen A. is going to get like a $7 million salary next year. They're creating attention. And so don't think for one second that they believe everything they say. They say it, so you and I will talk about it at 8:52 on a Friday before an ACC championship game. He doesn't believe that. It's notorious. It's any kind of attention you can create. It's get on Twitter. Get on a message board. Say something about Ohio. He was Ohio State a couple years ago. Say something about Ohio State, and that way you get their fan base up in a row. You're all over their message boards, and I can't wait for what's the next thing to come out of your mouth. That's who he is. He's a blowhard. That it would be different if there was substance to him and substance to his show that you want to pay attention to, and every once in a while he would say something, and you go, well, I disagree with it. Kurt Herbstreit's a great example of it. Herb Street has substance. And so when he says stuff, I listen to it. Occasionally, he might say something that I disagree with, and I'll get mad about it. But he's not saying that for the sake of making me mad to create attention. He has substance in what he says and his analysis of what goes on. Feinbaum doesn't have that. Feinbaum has the callers on his show, Bama Bob and Tiger Terry that call in, and Phyllis from Marvel, whatever. But there's no substance to what goes on there. All he's charged to do by ESPN is find a way to create attention so you will talk about him and you will watch him. And it works. He gets paid millions of dollars to go out and make that work. Well, I couldn't do it. I cannot. Let me back all the way up. Years ago, Roy Philpott and I were doing a morning show here. We did it for a couple of years in Allie Haley. And we had this thing called Let's Get Ready to Rumble. And we were charged with coming up, disagree on something every day on a subject. And there were times in there where we agreed, but we had to disagree. And I hated it. I hated that segment. Because you had to say something that you didn't believe in. But and Feinbaum does that all the time. Feinbaum, he didn't have anything against Clemson. He didn't know anything against Clemson. He says it for you to talk about it at 8:52 on a Friday.
Well, I'm going to talk about something better. I'm going to talk about what a unbelievable team this has been this year. It has, the defense has been phenomenal. Our players, when we even see them come in here, their discipline, their attitudes, the way that they carry themselves, the people that they have become because of the program that's established here. And that's a yell out to all our coaches over there for the influence that they've had on these young men. And they really give them a chance to compete. But more than that, a chance to compete in life.
No doubt. No doubt about it. And it's amazing what they do and how they do it. And amazing the culture that they've created there,
So that's my shout out.
I mean,
you tell me 12-0 again?
Again. 27 in a row.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, amazing what we're witnessing right here. We're in the middle of history. We're in the middle of the greatest times that we've ever seen here, and we just got to appreciate every second of that.
That's exactly
right. And all the people, all these personalities, there's so many great personalities over there. We can't miss out on any of those. We've seen the Christian Wilkins and the Sean Watsons and the Trevor Lawrences, but it's the Woody McCorvies we noticed this week, and those guys, the Tony Elliotts and Jeff Scotts and the Brent Venables and these guys that we can't miss any of that because it's right here. And those guys won't be here forever. Dabo won't be here forever. But we're lucky to have them, and we're lucky to be able to enjoy what we're enjoying right now.
And that's awesome. And if you guys are listening, everybody appreciates you. All the rest of the stuff doesn't mean anything.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
Thanks,
hey, man, I always appreciate your time.
Okay.
Thanks for having us. It's Herb Tyler, Chick-fil-A. Hey, Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate. Call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. Get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. I touch Brad with everything in the world. It's Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forget some of the sports every single day. Today, I forgive Bank of America Stadium. I saw they're putting a new sod this week. That always scares me. They had an NFL game there on Sunday. The Panthers got beat, and so now we're putting a new sod. You never know how that sod is going to take. For the most part, I think they've got it figured out where it won't be a big factor. But I don't want to see a bunch of guys slipping and sliding and losing traction up there tomorrow because that takes away. That's kind of an equalizer. So, John, hopefully we'll see good turf and good sod up there in Charlotte tomorrow. And I don't know why grass always has to be an issue at so many other places. I guess climate maybe a little bit to do with that and traffic being a little bit to do with that as well. Buddy, we finish things up as we always do with our 2-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, Championship Saturday begins here tomorrow, right here on The Roar at 1:30. You get Scott and Kelly live up there in Charlotte at 4:30. Mark Childress, Dodge and Dial, CJ Spiller with the Tiger Tailgate Show. 6:30 pregame with Don Munson. 7:30, it's kickoff. Time to go win us another Clemson championship.
I love it, man. I love it. My 2 minutes are brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, my great friend EricNewton.com. He's been here for 20 years. Full service real estate. If you have rental property, they manage rental properties for you. If you have, if you're looking for a place to rent, if you're looking for houses to buy, they're building houses right now and developing neighborhoods right now. If you're looking for, you know, in any kind of commercial real estate, they can take care of it for you. It's EricNewton.com. It is a full service real estate. Students looking for a place to live, he can take care of it for you. as well as ericnewton.com. Three quick things there, John. Number one, Clemson Stanford tonight, historic Ridgefield, 6 o'clock, little Clemson soccer, Final 8, the winner goes to the Final 4. That's 6 o'clock at historic Ridgefield tonight. Number two, you know, you Georgia fans, this is a big deal for you. A lot of you have given us a hard time on the text line. A lot of you have talked an awful lot of trash on the text line. So if you win tomorrow, call in, and we'll let you back it up and do some bragging. You got in the playoffs, you won the SEC championship. If you don't win tomorrow, you probably don't want to tune in on Monday. Probably be a pretty good idea for you to go ahead and take that day off. And then finally, ACC championship tomorrow, another Clemson championship. Looking forward to Tigers winning once again and extending that lead of Florida State for the most championships in the Atlantic Coast Conference there. Let me thank a bunch of folks, Herb Tyler and the great staff here at Chick-fil-A. Also thank Josh Williams, who did a great job for us this morning with the Vegas stuff. Scott Reimer, Tiger pregame show number 227. Also thank Tyler Visson from Jinx Inc. Realty. Hey, go by and support Country Santa over at Jinx Inc. Realty over in Greenville. John Height, terrific job once again as you always do. By the way, John, are you up next? Is it you?
I am indeed.
All right, good. So up next, two of my favorite people. That's John and Brad Sinketh coming up. Friends, have an absolutely wonderful weekend. More importantly, tune in on Monday.